Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 89. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Boy, I'm really excited for this episode. There's a lot of really fun stuff to talk about. And first of all, again, I missed a week last week. I certainly apologize to you for that. There's lots of stuff happening at home and happening at school, and I just didn't get to it last week. There was another nor'easter. We've had three nor'easters now. Bad weather all around, making life pretty difficult getting to and from work. So it's been really crazy hectic for the last week or so. But hey, we're getting close to spring, and I'm really excited about that. We've got some celebrating to do. Today marks the two-year celebration for the MRP Tech Podcast. 2 years ago today, I started the podcast, and basically started an adventure, started doing something that I thought that I couldn't do, which was doing some public speaking on a regular basis and trying to improve on my public speaking skills. So thanks, everybody, for being along on the ride with me. And, you know, there's some really interesting topics that I've covered in this show, and some of which that I never would have imagined discussing on the show. Really, it's been wide-ranging, and really, at first, you know, when I started this podcast, I was really interested in Linux stuff. I'm still really interested in Linux stuff, but that led me down so many different roads that it sort of just became a general anything tech podcast, anything that sort of caught my eye in the moment. We've discussed on this podcast and had some really interesting discussions with lots of different people out there. And the people that listen to this podcast, all of you, are just as important to me as myself recording this. So hearing back from you is very important to me. And I thank you all for being along with me on the ride. 89 episodes now. It's really, really, really awesome to be doing this on a regular basis. Just a couple of updates for you. The last episode that came out, I briefly mentioned an older podcast, older set of podcasts, episode 64, 65, and 66, as being one of my favorite projects in the last 2 years. And during that time, I researched the local area decommissioned missile silos and had a lot of information. And I had some concerns too about a recent purchase of one of the silos being given to a government subcontractor, and questioning some of the things that they were doing in this old silo, simply because it is a decommissioned silo, hadn't been really used since the 1960s. Many of the silos leak, blah, blah, blah. If you go back and listen to the episodes, you'll hear all of my concerns. Well, some of the concerns had to do with some of the local neighbors and how they found out about this happening close by to their silo, to their properties that were really close by to the silo. And over the last 2 weeks, the topic has come up again in a few different types of discussions, and I reached out to the one of the gentlemen that actually gave me a tour of one of these silos, and he is an Atlas missile silo researcher, loves to talk about anything Atlas missile silos, and I want to just... I always like to be part of both sides of the story. And one of the things that he recently told me, he's shared lots of information with me about the Atlas missile silos, and I haven't had a chance to go through it all yet. But one of the things that he has mentioned to me is that the current owners of this particular missile silo that I discussed has begun to make amends with some of maybe the mistakes or misjudgments in what happened at the very beginning, and he's starting to reconcile with the local neighbors on some of the things that he did, maybe to clarify a little bit. And from what I've heard is that he has very good intentions, that he is a true patriot, trying to serve his country, and that's what it's really all about. And so I've heard, you know, I had a lot of concerns in the first series of episodes. And, you know, my concerns are still there. But, you know, basically everything that I've done in this podcast with that silo is something that anybody could research on their own on the internet if they wanted to kind of follow the trails like I did. So in fact, you know, I don't really know what's going on there, but in fact, I don't really want to know what's going on there. But I just had some concerns as somebody who grew up in the area. And it sounds like the actual owners, the CEO of Unconventional Concepts, is at least trying to be friendly with the neighbors. And I guess that's a positive thing. And just something that I wanted to bring up on the show to make sure that I'm covering all sides of the story, not just trying to be biased and you know, the sort of get off my lawn type mentality. So I think this particular Atlas Missile Silo researcher who shared that information with me, and maybe in the future I'll do a little bit more history on these particular things. If there's interest, just make sure to let me know. On top of celebrating this week, some of you may have heard, some of you may not have heard, but there's one city in the United States that happens to have recently put a ban on Bitcoin mining. And it just so happens that that city is my hometown. So Plattsburgh, New York, the city that does not keep up with technology, the city that does not move with everybody else, has banned Bitcoin mining. And how do I feel about that? Let me give you my thoughts, okay? So here is what happened, okay? So late last week, the city of Plattsburgh has put a moratorium on Bitcoin mining. Now, let me give you a long example of what exactly is happening here, and most of it has nothing to do with Bitcoin whatsoever. Okay, so where we live, okay, where I live, you have the city of Plattsburgh, which lies along Lake Champlain in upstate New York, basically on the eastern side of where I live. You also have the town of Plattsburgh, which is basically surrounds the city in all directions, mostly to the west, but some above to the north and some to the south as well. So there's two different municipalities that are in this area. So the city of Plattsburgh has recently put a moratorium on Bitcoin mining, which basically means that new Bitcoin mining companies cannot come in and start up in the city of Plattsburgh for at least a year and a half. Now, what is causing this? Well, here is the general idea of our area. Plattsburgh has some of the most inexpensive power prices in the U.S. and possibly the world. And here's how that happens, okay? In the 1950s, a hydroelectric power dam was put on the St. Lawrence River. And with that, because it produces so much power, so much of that is given to the city of Plattsburgh per day. Now, for the average customer in the U.S., you pay about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Some cities can be almost... Some cities can actually pay more than that, almost double that price. And the average customers in Plattsburgh, they pay about 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour. And commercial businesses only pay 2 cents per kilowatt hour. So we're talking really inexpensive power prices at this point in time. And because Bitcoin mining is getting harder to do, it takes longer to do, and you have to pay for the electricity to use it. A lot of Bitcoin companies are actually using, instead of outsourcing to a place like China, they are finding places in the U.S. where electricity is surprisingly cheap, like Plattsburgh, New York. And so we've had several Bitcoin companies move into our city and basically set up shop to mine. Now, what happens is a few different things, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But basically, the overall idea here is that these companies coming in have increase the cost amongst all of the customers in the Plattsburgh area. And some people's bills have increased between $1 and $200. And as you can imagine, if your power bill went up that much, you're probably not going to be very happy with it. So I think there's more to the story. And I'm going to first talk about a couple of different things that are major players in this game. Okay? So let's give you an example of what is happening here. Okay, there are a couple of major players. CoinMint is one of them. They have come into Plattsburgh and set up shop. And there are other companies that are in Plattsburgh as well. And some of them have taken shape in warehouses. Some of them actually have pre-built like storage units that are built off-site, off-city, transferred into the city and just connected with power via contractors, then networked and set up. And these storage units can be seen in different parts of the city. There are also, quote unquote, these secret Bitcoin companies that are using sort of undisclosed locations that have come in and quite possibly not in the most legal way, set up shop in non-commercial or maybe even residential areas. And so we have several different avenues here that we need to sort of discuss. And it's my understanding that it's owned by someone so this isn't a guy trying to make a buck here. This is a company owned by, I believe, someone from the Middle East, as for what my information has been given to me. I've got my sources from the local news agencies, articles around the area, and several sort of IT people in the area, people in the know, that type of thing. And basically, they come in, set up shop, and everything is administered remotely. So you don't have really any employees. You know, someone in the city does have access to all the buildings and trailers, but everything is remotely accessed. And with that, there's basically two forms of power. You have connected to the local power grid with the city of Plattsburgh uses, and they have generators offsite for redundancy and two different internet connections, one for admin management and other for the clients. So, for decades, the people in Plattsburgh have enjoyed the cheapest power in the world. As I mentioned, it was built in the late 50s, and each month the city is guaranteed an allotment of power produced by that dam. If the city goes over that allotment, then the city has to buy that electricity from other sources at premium prices. So currently that agreement is 104 megawatts per month. That's usually enough to cover the demands of nearly 20,000 city residents all year long, even in the coldest of weather when power is at the highest demand. So we normally pay 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour to heat our homes. Most people in the city have electric heat and we have a lot of industrial users. Including these cryptocurrency miners that only pay about 2 cents per hour. 2 cents per kilowatt, I believe. So, with the high use of power that bit mining uses, what's happening is the city that allotment of the power that's given to the city of Plattsburgh is going over that 104 megawatts, which makes the city of Plattsburgh pay for that power from other sources. And they're not just going to give that away for free. That goes to all of the residents in Plattsburgh. Now, that's why our power bills will go up if you're living in the city, not necessarily even the town of Plattsburgh, because that's a completely separate municipality. Now, speaking of separate municipalities, okay, there are other things that are going on here that have nothing to do with Bitcoin that I want to be clear that those interested in the topic sort of get a gist of what's going on here. Okay, so several months ago, the mayor of Plattsburgh, after a city common council meeting, all of our meetings are live streamed over the internet. And for some strange reason, the live stream was kept on. And the city of Plattsburgh mayor, who is his name is Colin Reed, was talking with one of the councilmen, sort of what he thought was off the record. And for some reason, the live stream was kept on. It didn't, and it turned out afterwards that this live stream was published on YouTube. This section that was not a meeting, published on YouTube by somebody going by the name Charlie Wentworth, who was probably out to get the mayor for some reason or another. He put up several messages and responses on YouTube. I'll put this video in the show notes in case you're interested. The video was about 22 minutes long. And about halfway through, the mayor starts to bring up the issue with our local power plant that used to be called Falcon Seaboard. Now, this was a power plant that was built in the early 90s that was actually on the city of Plattsburgh property. And it was meant to sort of benefit not only the city, but the town of Plattsburgh. And this particular power plant started in the early 90s and was sold in approximately 2009. And it's now known as a Saranac Power. So in this video, the Plattsburgh mayor calls out the town of Plattsburgh town supervisor for basically stealing tens of millions of dollars from the city of Plattsburgh. Now here's what happened with that power plant. There was a pilot program, and I don't know a lot of the ins and outs of it, but basically from that pilot program, money from taxes, money from other sources was supposed to be divided between the town of Plattsburgh and the city of Plattsburgh. And what happened and that was the case for a while, and somewhere around 2009, apparently the town of Plattsburgh created an extra source for funding. It was called the Home Community Agreement. And so instead of going from the pilot program to the city and the town, what happened, it would split from the pilot program, money would go into this Home Community Agreement, and also the pilot program that went to the city and town. But the thing is, the money that was going into the Home Community Agreement also went to the town of Plattsburgh. And so that wasn't the original agreement that the town and the city had made. Well, in this video, the mayor basically says, hey, we used to get $93,000 a month from this agreement. And now we're only getting $7,000. $93,000 a year. Now we're only getting $7,000 a year. Which means we have to lay off people because we're not getting that income. We're not getting that money. We may have to lay off 2 to 3 people because of that. Also in this video, the mayor goes on to say that the city of Plattsburgh is basically bankrupt, and that money that they're getting in through taxes and other revenue, maybe going up a little bit, but as time goes on, their expenditures are basically skyrocketing. And should the city of Plattsburgh sort of dissolve into the town of Plattsburgh? And so the mayor is quoted in that by saying, basically, he's trying to change the way that the city does business. And this mayor just came in very recently. I believe it was January 1st, 2017, he became mayor. And he's trying to make changes for the better. He sees that there is a problem, and basically the town of Plattsburgh does not want to take on the city of Plattsburgh. The city of Plattsburgh wants to remain a city, but things have to change through various different means. And so he's saying that they got to make changes in the way the city does business. Okay, so there's your first clue right there. The city is basically bankrupt. There are thoughts of dissolution involved, and they're trying to change the way that the city does business. So this topic really doesn't have to do with anything about Bitcoin. yes, the power bills are going up. There are other reasons as well. And I think they're being overlooked because I believe 2 or 3 days before this announcement to ban Bitcoin became public, the city of Plattsburgh sued the town of Plattsburgh for all this money, somewhere in the range of, could be from $1 to $10 million up to even $14 million from sources that I've heard. So there is a lawsuit, basically, that's happening between the two cities over money. And the city of Plattsburgh, being bankrupt, they want the money that they're owed. And they're trying to decrease lots of costs around the city. Now, from other sources that I have heard, there could be some politics involved. And there are some people that are guessing that, I should say people in the know, are guessing that there are other possible political assumptions, meaning that there could be some politicians that are making money off of these Bitcoin miners, and they don't want other businesses to come in and take that revenue away. Let me tell you a little bit about the local government here. The city of Plattsburgh, in my opinion, seems to have always been pretty straightforward, always looking out for the best interest in the residents in the city. The town of Plattsburgh, on the other hand, are probably the most corrupt group of individuals that act legally in accordance to the letter of the local law. They talk a lot about being for the local communities, for local people. But personally, myself personally speaking, I won't get into the subject itself, but I have approached the town board, the town of Plattsburgh board, of various issues, filed Freedom of Information Acts to get information on a particular project that was happening, and those documents were falsified. There was fraud involved. There was a lot of different things happening. So I'm not surprised that the city of Plattsburgh is suing the town of Plattsburgh. But they know the laws so well that technically nothing illegal has happened. They just work themselves through the issues, and they have extremely good lawyers. So there's a case of fraud here that happens in the town of Plattsburgh, not giving the city of Plattsburgh money, that I'm sure has some legitimacy based off of previous encounters with this town board. So the city of Plattsburgh has not banned Bitcoin. What they have done is put a year and a half moratorium on Bitcoin itself. And what that means is the current acting businesses can continue to conduct business. However, new businesses cannot come in to the city of Plattsburgh and set up Bitcoin mining facilities for at least a year and a half while they research this particular new form of business. It is not because just because of the rising costs of electricity. I think there's a lot more to it than just that. That is the story that's going around, that it has to do with just rising costs of our power bills here. I think there's way, way more to it. And I think that there is something else trying to be covered up here. And I don't normally think this way. But seeing how the city is now suing the town for that money from another power source, I think that has to do with part of it, that money owed, and whether or not they're actually going to get that money. And I don't think the people in the know have any clue how Bitcoin works. I think it's a scary subject for a lot of people. And I think that they may have rushed into this sooner than they should have. They should have looked at how other cities are doing this. But at the same time, don't believe everything that you're seeing on the news, because especially since our small city is making national news, because a lot of people are passing this that Bitcoin was banned completely. That's not exactly the case. So, what are your thoughts on this whole process? Basically, what they want to do is they want to sort of facilitate the adoption of land use and zoning, especially when it comes to municipal lighting department and all these other city projects. They want to enhance the city's natural and historic and cultural resources. So if a new company comes in now, they will be fined up to $1,000 a day for violating the moratorium. So that's how they can stop new businesses from cranking up Bitcoin miners. But I don't see how they're going to do that, because I could set up a mining rig in my house, or other people could do this as well. But these storage units that come in that are filled with mining equipment, I think that's what they're trying to stop, these commercial entities from coming in. Now, there's a lot of rumors going around that are sort of almost hearsay at this point. But yeah, it was kind of shocking to see this this headline come up from our local city here, making national news about being the only city in the country to ban Bitcoin mining. I thought that was really interesting. I wanted to bring it up on the show to you today. I think there are more politics involved than just Bitcoin. And I think a lot of it has to do with the city of Plattsburgh almost going bankrupt. And the mayor trying to do his best to avoid that possibility. Because here's the thing. There are more residents in the city of Plattsburgh than there are in the town of Plattsburgh. And the town of Plattsburgh wants to... does not want to take on the city for multiple reasons. Because if the city were to dissolve into the town, those voters would then basically replace all of the town of Plattsburgh voting members, and lots of bad stuff will happen. So the city wants to remain a city as best they can. The state wants us to dissolve into the town of Plattsburgh. So there's a lot of things going on here that are not about Bitcoin at all. So that's going to do it for this show. I want you to tell me what you think. I'd be really curious on what your thoughts are. If you've got questions, ask me. I've just begun to scratch the surface on this. And so go to mrptechreviews.com. One thing to ask, okay? I'm trying out this Amazon affiliate program thing. If you go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, and just click the Amazon button, buy something off of Amazon, doesn't cost you anything extra. I think I have 90 days to get to in order to be able to become a part of that program. And that 90 days is coming up soon. If you go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, just click on that Amazon link and go to Amazon, buy something, whatever it is. That helps me become part of the Amazon affiliate program. And, if I make a little bit of money off of it, that's great. But just help me at least get a part of that program. I think I need 3 people to do that within 90 days or something like that. I would really appreciate that if somebody could do that. Go to my website, click the Amazon button, just buy something off Amazon, doesn't cost you anything extra. And then I get a little bit of credit for it, probably pennies, and then I can be a part of that program. So that's going to do it for this time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback. Hit that contact form. Thanks to Podnuts for helping me out over the last 2 years. Please support them as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening. That's going to do it for this time. We'll see you next time.